ministered to these guys? Prophetically? Okay. Your names again?
Mark and Iris.
Mark and Iris. We're recording this? Mark and Iris. Okay. Father, we thank you tonight for Mark and Iris. We bless them in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Father, because you've called them for such a time as this, we thank you for their lives, the destiny and purpose. Father, one word from you changes everything. Mark, I see. God has had his eye on you for quite a long time now. And it's almost like you've wanted to do something, but you weren't really sure. And it's almost like, well, I don't know if I measure up, and I don't know if... And God says, listen, I've called you, I've saved you, and you're everything that I've needed you to be, and I've called you to be. You don't have to perform. You don't have to do anything more to please God. You have already pleased God. And God says that he's given you a very analytical brain that just flows. I see the cogs and the wheels turning. And it's almost like machinating or thinking things up. And God's given you a great mentality to think, to make function, to work. I see God pouring something on. All of a sudden, I see your eyes opening up. And I see you can see solutions just by looking at them where other people can't. God has given you a very sharp mind to think. And notice, the Lord, that in these next days, God is even going to expand that. God has anointed you with both in things in the natural and things in the spirit. Things that God is going to use you that other people will not be able to see, but yet you will be able to make things function. I see you counseling. I see you giving wise or wisdom and just wise advice to other people. It's almost like I see you with long gray hair that means wisdom. Wisdom in the making. God says that your words carry very much weight, so be careful what you say. I see men coming around you. I see you saying, do this one, you do that, you do this. It's like you're like a general, and you're not sending out the soldiers, but you're sending out the officers. God's called you to be a leader of leaders. God's given you an anointing to lead. God says, this is the time right now when I'm bringing you in, sitting you down so you can learn and you can even understand my flow and the new thing that I'm doing. But your call is to lead leaders, to be a leader in my pack, says the Lord. God says, there's something you've been praying for, you've been hoping for, you've been wishing for even. And God says, I'm going to even bring that to pass. God says, I'm going to show you that I'm a good God. Because even though many times we may ask God things that we want, God only gives us really the things that we need. That's his promise. But God is also going to give you what you want. God says, I've looked at you and I found you to be faithful. When you were faithful in the small, that impressed me. And I will put you even over greater things. God says, this is your season to shine. I'm taking you out of the back and put you into the front. God says he's going to demand a lot from you, but it's only because he's put greatness in you that, yes, you can do all that I've called you to be because I am with you, and I will empower you, I will encourage you, I will take you by the hand, and there's going to come a time God's going to show you how to do these things, then he's going to release you, and you just know, you're going to know what to do just because God of the heavens is in you. And I see you, sister, as one who's been, even one who comes alongside of your husband, but even you have a ministry of your own. God says, I have not forgotten you. God says that I know the plans that I have for you. They are good to make you prosper, not to fail. God says, even though those times in your life where you thought you failed, those were just lessons to be learned. But there was just something inside you. I just got to go on. I don't want to, but I just got to go on. I got to go on. And it's been that perseverance that I just want to get this thing, and I got to keep moving forward, that tenacity. I see you as a bulldog that you're going to, once you get this thing, you're going to grab onto it. You're not going to let it go. I see you shaking and shaking. You're not going to let it go because you know what you latched onto. And there's coming a time, says the Lord, where you're going to truly find out that which I created you to be. And when you find it, you're going to grab it. You're not going to let go. Then you're going to see all what I've caused you or what I've created you to be, even from the very beginning. That if I told you now, you would not believe me. Get ready, says the Lord, because the call in your life is very great. But God hasn't and won't be able to show you everything at once. But it's almost like it's been like you've been in school. It's a little process, little by little, that revelation. It's like you're behind a curtain, and the curtain just keeps opening up. Almost like a puzzle piece. You have this puzzle, and this puzzle goes together. A dream here, a revelation there. You read this here, and all of a sudden, you're going to see the big picture. And I see even there's times when your husband's going to come along and say, you know what, maybe this piece fits better over here. Listen to the wise counsel of your husband as well. But God says, you're going to know. You are going to know that when you finally realize, yes, this is what it is that I've been called for, Now it will no longer be work. It will be passion. And now nobody's going to be able to stop you because you're going to be running with passion. That train is going to go on a track and it's just going to roll and it's not going to stop. Because passion is what's going to wake you up every morning, not because you have to do this thing. Thus says the Lord, the great favors on both of your lives. I see you guys being like magnets. You're attracting people. People are going to look at you in what they've known you and they know you now. But watch over the next 6 months to a year. Things are going to change in your life. People are going to say, wow, I never saw that about them. Wow. And people will draw close to you because all of a sudden you have something that from the distance they've been admiring, but now because it's there, the thing is there, now they're going to draw a lot closer. I need to know what you have. And even that's going to open up the door for the gospel for you. God says, don't be afraid to step out in the supernatural because it's already in you. Take a step. Be bold in me, says the Lord. Put me to the test and show what I can do through you as you honor me, says the Lord. Hallelujah.